You might have noticed that tahini, which is a sesame seed condiment, has been popping up a lot more often on supermarket shelves and in recipes lately. Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has noticed that too, and she joins us in the studio to talk about it. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Jeremy.
So we say it's a sesame seed condiment. What exactly is tahini?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Think of peanut butter. But okay. It is not made from peanuts. It is made from ground sesames. In fact, the word comes from the Arabic word to grind. So it is ground up sesame seeds. And it is a staple of Mediterranean and Middle Eastern cooking. And it is so versatile. And I have been having so much fun in the kitchen playing around with it.
Well, why is it so popular right now?
Here's the thing about it. It is so great for anybody given whatever their dietary restrictions are, because it tastes like peanut buttery, but it has no nuts. It's dairy-free, yet creamy. It's got calcium and iron and tons of protein, and it's low in sodium. So it sort of hits the mark for everything. Creaminess without fat, nuttiness without nuts. It's pretty good.
You say it's big in the Mediterranean and in the Middle East. I was looking it up, and it's clear that in many, many countries, it is used in different ways.
Absolutely. And the range is from breakfast, where you can just mix tahini with honey and spread it on warm toast, to dessert and everything in between, as you are about to taste.
All right. Well, let's try some of what you've brought us here. One of the most popular uses of tahini is the dip baba ganoush. You've got some here.
Baba
Tell us
ganoush.
About it.
Isn't that so much fun to say? It's just
fun.
Great. Classic Middle Eastern dip, really popular in Israel, Syria, Turkey. It's essentially mashed eggplant with tahini, oil, and spices. I have made this many times in my life, but I have to tell you, this is the one that I'm most proud of. I roasted the eggplant till they were just collapsed and softened. While it was warm, I took the peel off. And then I put it directly into a strainer and let all those bitter juices drain out. Mm. So all the water that's in the eggplant, a lot of those juices that are extremely bitter, that people spend a lot of time salting and waiting, it all drained. I threw it in the food processor with some garlic, olive oil, fresh lemon juice, and a good amount of tahini, salt, pepper, and parsley. And that is what I came up with.
And I'm eating it on these chips. What are these?
Yeah,
they go very
those
well
are
with it.
Pita chips with za'atar, another very popular Middle Eastern spice mix. I just took a pita bread, cut it in half, cut it into triangles, brushed it with olive oil, and sprinkled it with za'atar. If you don't have za'atar, you could use ground cumin, and broiled them till they're just crispy. So it's like a homemade chip paired with that baba ganoush. It's a great first course summer salad.
All right. And right next to it, you've got some radish slices with a dip here.
So first of all, this is something that I never understood. Often you see people say tahini versus tahina. It turns out tahini is the ground sesame. Mm-hmm. This is what you can make yourself quite easily or buy in supermarkets now, Middle Eastern stores. When it's a sauce like you have in front of you, it's called tahina, ending with the A. And this is the simplest sauce. It is tahini, lemon juice, salt, pepper. I added a little bit of honey and some boiling water to thin it. What I love most about the sauce, other than the taste, I have some raw spinach leaves there. You could eat it straight on salad.
Like a salad dressing.
Exactly. It can be a salad dressing. It can be a dip. You can dip raw vegetables. I have radishes there. But what you can also do is I took carrots and I roasted them with a bit of olive oil and salt and pepper. And then I put some of the tahina sauce on
it. Just right on top of it.
Just right on top of it. And then roasted them till they were just tender. And then I have good Spanish almonds on top with lemon.
You know, I'm trying to get a piece of this, but I am so just against using knives when I don't have to. But this fork is not going to cut this piece of this carrot. You don't need
this.
Them most of the time.
Well,
you
they're
just
a little
slice
al dente.
It with a fork.
Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
All right.
It.
Now, here we go. I finally got it.
So I roasted the tahina sauce on it and then added a little bit cold once it came to room temperature, some lemon slices, and I love the crunch of the almond with it.
Now, we have to talk about the last thing that you've got here. And by the way, listeners can see all of these things at hereandnow.org and find the recipes as well. Cookies.
You know, people, you make peanut butter cookies, right? And they add peanut butter to brownies and cakes. And I am going to make a confession. I just hate peanut butter in sweet things.
Oh.
I'm sorry. It's out. It's public. You know. So I don't do peanut butter cookies. However, I thought, what about chocolate chip tahini cookies? Mm. This is an adaptation of a recipe from David Leibowitz's blog called David Leibowitz. I played with it a little bit. I topped it with sesame seeds and crunchy Maldon sea salt. And I just love it.
I love the sea salt on a cookie.
Yeah, with the chocolate, it's great. But what the tahini does is it adds a creamy element. And it you kind of take a bite of it and you're like, oh, yeah, chocolate chip cookie. But wait. There's more. Mm-hmm. Like, what is that creaminess? And it's kind of evocative of something mysterious, but also familiar. And let's just say the newsroom gobbled up those cookies faster than I could put the plate down.
Well, and our listeners are going to as well. Make these cookies. These are really, really good. Kathy Gunst, Here and Now resident chef. We've got all the recipes at hereandnow.org. Great to have you as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.